Georgia could soon have its own space coast. Officials in Camden County in the southeastern part of the state hope to build a commercial spaceport where companies could launch rockets. Now, this is one of several spaceports either on the drawing boards or already being built around the country as rural areas hope to cash in on the private space race. WABE's Molly Samuel reports from Camden County.
Steve Howard is the Camden County Administrator and the lead booster for the spaceport. When he presents the idea to audiences, he says he always starts off with a question.
What did Camden County, Georgia, and Frank Sinatra have in common in 1965?
He pulls out a Life magazine with Sinatra on the cover.
On page 73, actually Camden County, Georgia was highlighted.
It's an article about a rocket test done by the chemical company Thiokol, which had a plant here.
The world's largest thrust rocket engine was not test fired in California. It wasn't in Florida. It wasn't in Virginia. It was in Camden County, Georgia, USA. We made history, and we have an opportunity to make history yet again.
Howard brought me to peek between the fence at the old Thiokol site, which is where the new spaceport would go. From the road, there's not much to see. It's hundreds of acres of very flat Georgia coastland on the Satilla River. There's grass, trees, and a lot of gnats. But Howard's got a vision of rockets blasting off, taking satellites into orbit. There are currently 8 commercial spaceports up and running in the country, and this is one of several more that are proposed as places try to get in on a $300 billion plus global industry.
I think a lot of the demand for spaceports is somewhat speculative.
Micah Walter Range is with the Space Foundation, a pro-space industry nonprofit. He says the current rush to build spaceports is in response to the demand for satellites. Companies want to get their GPS and phone and photo and video satellites into orbit, and they need places to launch them from.
And small satellites are a rapidly growing area of the industry.
Whether they'll keep growing enough to sustain all the new spaceports that could open is still up in the air, he says. One's already in financial trouble. Spaceport America in New Mexico failed to bring in the revenue it expected. It's now asking for millions of dollars from the state. Bobby Braun is an aerospace professor at Georgia Tech. He says it's not just about building a spaceport, but an entire industry.
The spaceport is not Georgia's space strategy. It's one piece in Georgia's space strategy. We need to also focus on growing startup companies in the space sector here in Georgia.
And he says if a Georgia space coast is hard to imagine, just look a few hours south to Cape Canaveral.
Kennedy Space Center was not always the Kennedy Space Center. It used to be largely coastal swampland.
Braun says Tech's is the largest aerospace engineering school in the country, and he'd like to see more of his students stay in Georgia after they graduate. He says the proposed location could make that happen.
And the Camden site, I think, fills a very unique niche.
It's relatively close to the equator, which is good for rocket velocity. It's near the water and set up for vertical rather than horizontal launches. And it's intended for private use.
And there is no other site in existence today that meets those characteristics.
There is opposition. People are concerned about how the spaceport would affect landowners and the environment, and they're worried about accidents. And some are unhappy about how the county has pitched this idea, saying it hasn't shared enough information about costs and impacts. But local booster Steve Howard is not deterred. He dreams of a highway sign greeting people driving into Georgia.
Wouldn't that be a great thing for Georgia if it said, "Welcome to Georgia Space Coast"?
Pending federal approval, Howard's vision could be a reality in 5 years. He says he's had talks with multiple private space companies, though he won't name names. The county already has an option to buy the land, and there's a proposal in the state legislature to make some state laws friendlier to space companies. Molly Samuel, WABE News.